the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day.
Mm.
That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue, and I'm here for the action,
and nothing but that action,
and I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How y'all doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm gonna need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Okay, look, I'm going to tell you right now, it is cold outside. It's 31 degrees out here in Milwaukee. It's 31 degrees, and I hope y'all bundling up, because this is the type of year where I usually kind of, you know, start getting the sniffles and,
you know, may catch a slight cold, but I saw a post that was funny. It was very funny. It was about when you don't shovel the snow and the neighbors, you know, sometimes a neighbor will be like, you know what? I'm shoveling. Let me go ahead and get my neighbor's snow up. Let me go ahead and shovel this up a little bit. Let me, you know, back in the day, it was more friendlier. It was more like shovel friendly. Now, look, if you don't get out there and move that shovel around, it may not get shoveled. You may have to pay somebody, you know, to do it. But I remember grandma, when it got cold out and I was young, she would tell me to, you know, get my mittens on and get my boots on and get all nice and bundled up and gave me the shovel. And she had me shoveling the whole block, you know, up. Yeah. Had me shoveling like all the neighbors. You know, I would finish. When it first started happening, you know, because at first I wasn't good at shoveling. I was just kind of trying to figure it out. But once I got it figured out and I got pretty good and I would come in the house thinking I was done, grandma would say, did you think you got the next door neighbor's snow? I said, what? Like, no, she got it. She worked late, so it's snowing outside. Why don't you go get her snow too? So I would go over there and just, you know, I would get her driveway shoveled and her sidewalk and her steps done. And then I would think I was done. And grandma would be like, the neighbors across the street, you know, she knew everybody, like, work schedule. And like I ended up having to shovel like the whole three or four houses. But that was normal back in the day. That was normal. Like, so I got so used to it that when I would go out, I would take some time, do grandma's, do the next door neighbors, then go across and do everybody, you know, unless they already had got to it. But then I noticed that what grandma was doing, because after a couple times, the neighbors would, you know, here go $5 for Tory. Like, here go $6. Like, here go $10 for Tory. So I found out you can make some money. And I think grandma was trying to install in me, like, be helpful. Be, you know, always be helpful. You know, when you see something that, you know, maybe people are not able to do, kind of go and take the initiative to get it done. Like, you know, like shoveling the snow. We got so many elders in our community right now that own homes that can't get out and shovel. I mean, this is the best time to teach that to these young people, how to get out here and not only be a nice contributor to society, but make a few dollars, make a little extra. This is why I was blessed to be, my grandma kind of installed that into my system. What you was going to say, Andrew, was you out shoveling snow?
You're a saint.
I mean, I think that grandma probably was more of a saint than I was, because I really didn't want to do it at first. I was kind of lazy. I mean, I did it because it was my grandma and I understood that I had to shovel her snow. But when she started saying to shovel the next door neighbors and this neighbor, and next thing you know, I'm out there freezing all day. I was upset. I wasn't happy about it. But when that money started coming in, when a few dollars, when I was able to walk down to the corner store and get me some chips and a snack cake and some soda, it was powerful. Now I was out there as soon as the snow, I learned to get out there early. Sometimes y'all wait. Sometimes y'all wait till all the snow come down. That's the worst. That's the worst. When you wait till everything come down and they pile up, no, you got to get out there and start hacking into it early, into the snow. And you got to be careful, because if you don't use your knees and bend at the knees and do it that way, you can get a stroke. You can have a heart attack. It's a lot of people that think that they still got it right now with that shovel. But you got to pace yourself when it comes to shoveling that snow. That snow ain't no joke. Especially if it's like what was coming down, that rain, mixture of rain and snow, that heavy snow. Yeah, you're going to have to be careful, because you might end up in the hospital trying to shovel a heavy snow. Then I had to learn how to salt the ground. I remember when grandma had my uncle to come over and show me how to salt. Because it's a technique, how to throw the salt so it can spread. Some of y'all just get a handful of salt and just drop it on the ground. Like, you know, no, you got to spread it out. You got to, when you get real good at it, you don't even have to walk down the street. You could just slide it. You just throw it and it just spread all the way out even. I got so good that I could spread some salt. But what I'm saying is, it's a whole technique to spreading salt. You don't want to waste no salt. You don't want to waste no salt. Diggy in the chat says, most of these young men now have no morals or class. My neighbor had the audacity just to shovel his half of the steps. What kind of dumb is that? Yeah, I mean, folks don't care no more. They're going to do their part, and they're going to go back in the house. Well, you got to put the neighbor back in the hood. You got to put the love back on the block. This is why I did cleanups. Because ain't nobody going to argue with you picking up the paper, you know. You talk about anything else, politics, you know, your ideas. Somebody may have an opposite idea. But I ain't never had nobody have an opposite idea of picking up stuff or really doing the real work, like going out there shoveling snow. Like, they never was, oh, don't shovel my snow. No. It's like, we got to learn how to make inroads. And sometimes service is the best way to make those inroads. Everybody want to come with the Martin Luther King speech, but nobody want to roll up their sleeves and grab a shovel and shovel the snow. They ain't mad at me because people love me because I'm a servant. Like, people don't like me. They just love me because I'm a servant. I'm a resource for them. They love the fact that I'm a resource for them. Like, it's nothing personal. That's why my name carry more weight than yours, because all you want to do is talk. All you want to do is talk. You better be careful, because I done helped so many people that you may say something to the wrong person. And then they might try to, you know, throw you up against the ropes. I don't know. All I'm saying is, I learned a long time ago that if you just get out and shut your mouth and go be about that action, you can get respect that way. A lot of people want to get respect by jawjacking. But really, the work trumps jawjacking. The work. I already knew that. I was in the old school. I'm talking about the old school G's. I'm talking about grandma, that generation. Like, they believed in really getting out and being a part of the community. And my granddaddy would, in the summertime, he would have me go out and cut the grass. Then I would have to cut the neighbor's grass. If nobody had cut their grass while I was cutting the grass, it was my responsibility to cut that grass. That's what it was. It was just the way they raised me. They came up from Mississippi, from the cotton fields. This is what they were workers. They believed in, you know, helping out and spreading it around. So if I looked up and I got the grass cut, or if I got the shovel, and I got our stuff done, it was my duty to look around to make sure. That's all I'm saying. I don't know what it is now. I don't know what they're doing now. They say it's bad out here. Every shovel for theyself, I guess. Every shoveler for theyself. But look, when we come back, we're going to get into the show, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You gotta tune in, yeah. Hey, Tory Lowe, you know how it go. Don't play, always up in the flow, they never know, they gotta go. You don't know Tory, then you better know, yeah. All in the streets, people just know he a beast. He cannot go and get beat, every game type it repeat. Yeah, know how it go, he up in the news, you know how it go. He the KF, you know how he the flow, you know he the flow. He be the Joe, he did the show, hey.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, let me tell you something. I got a story that I just seen in the Milwaukee Journal about an ex-Milwaukee police officer. But before I get into that, I forgot to see who was in the chat. Who in the chat today? Sir Chance in the chat, Josh, Essie, Kawanda, Jeff in the chat, Motor Elephant in the chat. Hey, they already going. Cyber Mike, Cyber King Mike in the chat, Not Really a City Girl. In the chat, I see you, Willie. How you doing, Willie? Mo Love, Mo Love in the chat. And we got Diggy in the chat as well. Lori Patterson, she says, sending good vibes. Good afternoon from B-More. All the way from B-More in the chat. Hey, look, Reginald, we got Reginald in the chat and Minister Kevin in the chat. Let me tell you something. The chat have his own world. They be in their own world. If you ain't joined the chat yet, if you ain't joined us as we broadcast 101.7 The Truth, as we broadcast live, you missing out. You missing out on another part of the show. But I appreciate everybody that joins us every day as we come with that action from the front lines. But this story right here, oh my goodness. A former Milwaukee police officer accused of using his position to inform members of a violent gang. This officer, Juwan J. Madlock, he was arrested in March. They found out that he was giving information to a local gang or a local street gang called the Burleigh Zoo, the Burleigh Zoo family. This is what he was doing. They said during an investigation, agents uncovered text messages tipping off suspects. See, you wonder why these criminals is getting away. He probably tipped off somebody I was trying to track down. Tory Lowe over here. You know what I mean? Delaying it. He probably was the one that when the families was trying to get access to stuff that was throwing them off, trying to stop people from solving the crime. But they said that he was tipping off the suspects from law enforcement action, and then he was offering guns for sale. According to court records, he was offering the guns. Hey, I got the pistol. And we was wondering how the kids was getting the switches. See, hey, a lot of people say it was from car break-ins. I believe it's a combination of a lot of things, but I also believe that a lot of people placing these guns out there. How do you got a gun and you ain't got a pot to use the bathroom in? How you got a gun and you ain't got no food? How you ain't got a gun and you ain't got nowhere to stay? You got a gun full of bullets, but you ain't got nowhere to go, no job, nowhere to stay, but the gun stay loaded with the pistol, you know, with the bullets. That's just crazy to me. The bullets cost, you can't even afford a biggie bag. You can't even get you a biggie bag. You can't even get a 4-for-4, but you got four pistols. That's... To me, it makes you raise an eyebrow. You could at least sold the pistol and got something to eat. You know, turned it in, got you a few dollars. But now you're finna go life in prison because you out here acting a fool. See, but it's cops like this, Juwan J. Murdoch, that's out here helping the riffraff. They said that they caught him up. They caught him up in March. So, like I said, I just wanted to bring that story to the forefront. It's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's a whole article on this guy. How he was maneuvering. How he was. He must have thought he was on Power. You know, he must have thought he was. You know, he must have was trying to get his own show. Because he was moving. I mean, you could probably make a show about this guy. People would watch.
Milwaukee, The Wire edition.
Yeah, like, yeah, corruption. Large-scale corruptions. 2465 says, the sad part is he gonna get his pay, his back pay from our tax dollar. What? I mean, I thought once you get charged with a crime, you don't get the money no more. I thought you don't get the money anymore once you get charged with a crime. Kawana says, diabolical is the word. Y'all say it what it sounds like to me. Play dumb games, win silly prizes. I'll say this. When I see things like this in 2025, a lot of people thought that, you know, okay, it ain't this type of stuff ain't going on. But it's always going to be going on. It's just not talked about. Corruption is deep. Corruption is in almost every agency, organization, anything that's out here talking about they open to the public, it's corruption in there because anybody can get in. That's why a lot of people believe that KKK members are inside the districts, the police districts, because anybody can get in. Anytime you open up something to the public, anybody can get in. Good guys, bad guys, anybody can sign up. And here we go. Our job is to get the good guys to come forward. I fought hard to get laws, whistleblower protection laws in the state of Wisconsin. I was up in Madison on the Justice Reform Committee. And the one thing I really thought that we really needed was every time we talk about police and the corruption, they were like, well, our officers ain't bad. Well, I need those all officers ain't bad people to step up and get rid of the bad apples inside those departments, because I believe they see the bad apples before they come out into the street. I believe that they got lockers next to these people. I believe that they kind of can get a hint before we do, but they overlook it because they're supposed to be the boys in blue. So if you out on the street doing good police work, but you are overlooking that there's some bad apples around you, people that you can stop before they get out here and cause harm to the community, how good are you as a cop to me? I'm just talking. I'm just throwing that out there. I know all officers ain't bad, but all officers ain't good. So where's the good guys fighting inside these departments? Before we get to the streets, before they beat somebody up, before they bruise somebody up, before you go and have to be put in a situation where you got to help them over a citizen and they violating their human and civil rights. Let's get proactive, police. You know I got y'all back. You know if y'all stand up and tell what's going on, I got you. Plenty of officers then came through this show. Ex-correctional officers then came through the show telling what was going on inside these facilities. They wanted to stand up. They wanted to say something. And they would come through and they would say it on the Tory Lowe show. I got you. But you gotta get rid of them bad apples. I think it's a lot of people that when they get that job, they just got a raise. Now they just got a raise. Hey, the raise looking powerful. But at the same time, I believe that if you understand and you got good police instincts, how come the instincts don't work inside the district? It only work when you come out and mess with the citizens. That's crazy. Like, okay. So what? Either you overlooking what's happening or you can't see. That's the only way that I can make it right in my brain. Either you see these people acting a little weird and you ignore it, but yet you out there looking for suspects. I don't know. It just ain't, my brain don't work like that. It's 2026. We got to start shutting down any organization. If you got good people, if it's good people in these organizations and y'all seeing corruption and fraud and people doing extra stuff, y'all got to shut these people down before they create a lot of damage and make you look bad. That's all I'm saying. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a pop culture report. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You had a dream. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Nazir Spencer.
Yo, Truth Nation.
Hey, look, we got a lot to talk about on the Pop Culture Report, but I do want to say this. I seen the quote.
Oh, whoa.
What's Clarissa that? Shields.
Okay.
She said that she want to fight anybody that wants to smoke, and if they can beat her, she'll give them $100,000.
What you think about that?
I wouldn't get in the ring with Clarissa Shields. I wouldn't fight her.
I think it's a business decision to go sit at home.
But it's a lot of people talking crazy online.
That's cool, but yeah, I wouldn't go do it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let me know in the chat, would you sign up to fight Clarissa Shields, the female quote of the champion right now?
Right. If you don't know who that is, go look her up.
Right.
Look up her highlights. Tell Tori if you go fight her. You know, I wouldn't. You know,
I mean, as a guy, I wouldn't go fight this lady.
No shot. No.
I wouldn't want to get embarrassed because she got some hands.
She got hands. fast hands.
And
too.
She's not only just a female boxer; she do MMA too. She done tried her hand in almost everything. So now I guess if they get this reality show,
the ring is one thing, but the octagon, I don't know. I might not be able to survive that. The octagon is scary. Anything can go down in there.
I'm gonna tell you this: I would not fight Clarissa Shields, even if I was in my prime.
No good.
I'm talking about, like, she got training. I mean, this girl is,
I mean, yeah,
this girl a beast.
Training, like, since she was, like, what, 18 or something like that?
And she trying to fight Muhammad Ali's daughter, but she won't,
yeah, she's
she won't answer back. And she got the money.
Oh, yeah, she got the money.
$15
million. For sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For that fight.
Uh-huh.
But she passed her prime. Yeah, Layla Ali is out the game.
She
is not coming back to get knocked out.
No.
That would be... She would get knocked out for $15 million. That's all that would be. You now Vegas would just be trying to figure out what round it was in.
It was like that Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. Same thing, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, but I think Tyson was holding back.
I don't know if he wanted to even be in there, man.
He got the money.
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason.
It was a payday.
Yeah.
It was a circus act, but he got – I think now boxing, this exhibition, is just a circus act.
It's just streaming stuff.
Just to get people to come out.
Yeah.
And pay to see the pay-per-view, get run up the dollars. Mm-hmm. It ain't no real honor in it to me. It's just
UFC is where it's set now. If you want to watch fighting, like if you want to watch real fighting, that's where you go. But if it's like boxing, I feel like it died with Floyd. Like when he retired, you know, it was kind of done.
I thought Crawford was good.
Oh, Crawford's good. Yeah, you're right. It's just I don't know. It used to be like more people going out to fight. You know, now it's just like. It's still there, but it's not as exciting.
Well, I think that it depends on the matchups, but very few in far between where you get an interesting matchup. That's it.
Right.
In boxing.
I agree. Yeah.
Well, what's going on out here in these pop culture streets?
Look, man, so we go get real pop with it, and if y'all are fans of R&B, the king of R&B is coming back pretty soon, Chris Brown.
I thought you was going to say R. Kelly. I was like, what?
No.
Did he make an album from jail?
No. Wait.
Here we go.
Not Kells, but, you know.
Because I don't think Chris Brown claiming to be the king of R&B, is he?
He been claiming that, bro.
Oh, okay.
He been claiming
that. Was R. Kelly went to jail or?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
You know, I mean, even when R. Kelly was out here, you know, Chris was making bangers left and right. Still is. Longevity is something, man.
I don't know.
R. Kelly is obviously the... The general,
he just locked up. His time is over with.
Yeah,
it's Chris Brown's time.
That's what I'm saying. The torch is passed. So, you know, if you're a fan, Chris Brown in the studio, and, you know,
are you looking forward to hearing some new Chris Brown?
Of course. I grew up on Chris Brown, man. I love some Chris Brown music. It's cool.
You still listening to Bow Wow and the Millennial Tour and all of that?
Not none of that.
Would you go see the Millennial Tour?
I'll go see Bow Wow.
Yeah, that was your generation right there.
I'll go see Bow Wow.
Okay.
I love Bow Wow. I grew up on that.
Bow Weezy can still bring you out?
Oh, yeah. Bow Wow is tough, man. I'm telling you, man, he had the swag when he was growing up. Oh, he used to go to school wearing the Jordans because of him, wearing our hats backwards,
and
wearing baggy clothes. Yes, wearing baggy clothes and jerseys. I'm telling you, Bow Wow was influential.
There's very few people that would admit that they looked up to Bow Wow.
I ain't look up to him.
Yes,
I ain't look up to him, but
he dressed you.
Yeah, no, he dressed a lot of people.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
He was extremely popular though.
Yeah, he was. I'm telling you, bro. A lot of people my age, at least, will say at least once in their life they look like me.
If you like Bow Wow, then you, I know you like Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy was he was away for
y'all generation. What generation you in again?
Gen Z,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all, I know the Millennial Tour because they still do it, and sometimes I'll be wondering like, B2K and Bow Wow and them able to still throw a huge tour?
I'm telling you, man, people show out. If he showed out here in Milwaukee,
they just did it last summer.
Yeah. If they did it again here, I mean, people show out. They love Bow Wow, man. I think people like that, man, they go live long forever, man. They just go be loved.
So you felt Soulja Boy when he was like, Dre?
Yeah, that was funny. I ain't gonna lie. That was funny. That was pretty funny.
Wow.
Because look, man, a lot of people don't really like Drake. I don't know what it is, but Soulja Boy, he was one of the first. You know how he said, I'm the first rapper to do it.
Were you a dancer? Did you dance? I know if you came like, hold on, you came like B2K.
Oh, facts.
All in all, without dancing. So are you a good dancer?
I think so. But yeah.
You got some moves.
I got moves, Tori Lou.
You might have to make a show.
Nation.
I don't even know what song. What song? Bump, bump, bump.
That don't matter. Put it aside.
Oh, got dance moves like that.
We can try it out. We can try it out. I'll put it that way. We can try it out.
All right. Do we want to put him on the spot like that?
Well, I don't want to do it right now.
I'm
wearing a turtleneck.
He
right
got
now,
a turtleneck on. Yeah, I don't know.
It might get hot in here.
Next week, we might have to get Nazir here. So I can feel it.
Okay. Because
y'all generation, y'all started this TikTok stuff. Y'all the ones.
It was Musically at first.
Musically, then, y'all was on TikTok. There doing all the dances and things like that. So I would think that you would have a variety of dances right now that you can pop out on somebody.
See, I'm not no TikTok dancer. That's a difference between, like, you know what I'm saying, street dancing and then TikTok dancing.
So you can street dance?
I grew up on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I knew it.
I grew up on stuff like that,
I knew it, but
man.
That was the vibration.
Yeah.
That was the vibration. You had to know how to dance to chicks.
You had to.
Especially if y'all was listening to Omarion and all of those, and that music came on, and you had to get on the with the school dance floor.
I'm saying.
Look, you had to know how
you
to do it.
You already know how to do it. I don't even need to explain it to you. You already know.
I already know what you had to do.
I'm telling you, man. It's something about dancing that just make people, it's just fun. Everybody.
See, when I came up, all you had to do was do the gangster book. You know, just a two-step.
Yeah, two-step is fire, though.
But then all of a sudden, when your generation came along, y'all had to really dance. Like Chris Brown, had...
At least try. Try
to be entertaining when you're in the dance club.
That's what I'm saying. Like, see, the only people that know the difference of being a good dancer and a bad dancer is actual dancers. You know what I'm saying? They can look at you and be like, what are you doing?
Have you ever been on a dance team?
Nah, I've never been on a dance team.
You wanted to get on a dance team?
I was in sports.
Can you sing?
I'm a bass. I was in choir like my whole life.
What are you trying to do? Build a boy band?
No, because that's his gender. You got to realize that this is the music. This was shaped their environment.
Yeah.
When I came up, it wasn't even like that. You had to listen to N.W.A. You had to listen to a lot of the hardcore music start kicking in.
Yeah, we used to have arguments about who rap faster, Twista or Busta Rhymes. I remember specifically sitting at the lunch table when I was in like third grade. We always argue about stuff like that. That's one I remember, like, specifically, like, who rap faster, Busta Rhymes or Twista? I don't know. I still don't know to this day.
That wasn't even your artist back then.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, it was stuff like that, though. Like, that you sit there arguing.
You out of touch, Andrew. You don't know. You don't know what he had to go through.
You're trying to build a Mickey Mouse club.
No,
bro.
That's what they came. That's what they was doing.
That's true. It's true.
Can you dance?
Can you dance?
I can't dance.
Well, you need to stay out this conversation because we talking to people that have to get by. Had to have a little swag.
Yeah, Andrew, you had to.
What's your go-to dance, Andrew? I'm interested now.
The gangster two-step, for sure.
The two-step?
Oh, yeah.
You said the gangster two-step. I can see it. We got to put that on camera.
Oh, yeah. Me and Andrew can get in here and start boogieing.
Y'all might have to have a dance off.
Okay. Oh, Andrew versus Nas.
Now you got me losing weight. You got me dancing. What's going on here?
Hey, man, we're getting you right. Getting them dance moves right, man.
All right, so Chris Brown dropping the album. When is it coming out? Or
we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, he's been dropping singles.
He also
bitches
Steve the Stoner on one of his stories.
I was going to bring that up too, man. That was kind of funny. He brought him up twice. He did his dance, his dance earlier in the summer, you know, Uptown, Downtown or whatever. And then he just mentioned the other day because he was doing Dance to Fold It by Kehlani.
And then he did that little twerk at the end.
Yeah, that little freeze, shiver, shimmy.
Would you
shimmy.
Add that to one of your dance moves?
He's just being funny at that point. I respect it, though. He got the views, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I do that, but it's like kind of
what weird. Do they call that when dudes do that stuff?
No clue. No, like, what you mean, the dance move?
Yeah, like when guys start twerking, what do they call that?
Oh, man. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it, but you know what I'm saying?
This generation don't mind doing that.
Look, I'm a side eye.
Y'all generation don't mind getting down like that.
Nah, it ain't y'all. It's just side eye and keep it moving, you know what I mean? But it was funny, though. It was funny. It was just a little like, okay.
They say these Milwaukee young cats they be kind of dancing and they be kind of twerking a little bit.
hey, me. I don't do that stuff. I don't know. I never got into all that Milwaukee dance.
They'll still get you now.
Who get who?
No, I'm talking about they. You don't mess with them. Don't play with them. They soft.
They still, you know.
I just think that they just adding it in there. I don't know why they adding it in there, but they ain't like nobody that you want to mess with.
You don't want to mess with them, but they'll do some weird dance moves every now and then. That's cool, you know. Do what you got to do, but it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? So That's but Chris Brown.
Did you ever finish your Stranger Things?
Oh man, yeah.
You finished it, right?
Yeah. Oh, did you start?
I finished it.
Did you start Welcome to Derry yet?
What is that? Peacock?
No, it's on.
That's not Netflix.
It's on HBO.
I ain't got a subscription to HBO.
Oh, they subscribing to Netflix soon anyway. So
okay, right. Yeah. I mean, it got to move over to Netflix for me. It's too many subscriptions now.
I agree. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm telling you.
I can't keep up with all the subscriptions no more.
That's one of the best shows I ever watched.
You can go in debt with subscriptions.
Oh, yeah. Got football stuff, too. You got basketball.
You look up at the end of the year, and you didn't pay like $2,000 in subscriptions.
More than that.
Yeah.
More than that.
Easy.
Absolutely. Yeah, they be going crazy, but... The streams, they don't be being fair with it either. They be taxing people. They be going up every month and stuff.
See, y'all generation getting milked. Y'all got to play for all. Y'all got to pay for all the streaming services. When y'all play video games, in order to get the skins, y'all got to pay for the skins.
Yeah.
Y'all got to keep y'all credit card on the side for everything y'all trying to do.
Yeah, make some money, man. Go out and make some. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to make.
Oh,
some
you
money.
Trying to you trying to get your money up so you can afford all the streaming services.
I like entertainment stuff, man. You got to watch everything.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got Nazir Spencer in studio for the Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Evolution, now's the time we get it together. I made peace with self, now I'm healed and ready. Illuminating from within, I'm prepared and ready. Got my bootstrap locked and loaded, ready for war. About to take back the corners and grocery stores. Time to save the day, I got the cap with a hole in it. Straight out the project, so you know I'm a menace. Out to hit the block hard.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show.
Is this you?
This is my new music.
That's your new music.
Yeah.
Sound like you.
It's not me. It's not me. But this is the bump music now for my show.
Okay.
Yep. I had to get on Suno and get my bump music up.
That's the AI or what?
Yeah, it's real, it's wild. Yeah.
It's fire. I like
it. Hey, I thought it was fire too. But
I was asking if you could sing. Because he's like, we need new bump music. Get in the intro studio.
Yeah, they say that you know, now you got to use the music that you don't get struck on YouTube now.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Because they strike you, you know, if you use
other people's music. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough. You working around the system?
Yeah, working around the system.
Hey. I respect it. You got to do what you got to do.
It was sounding powerful though.
Yeah, it sounded powerful. It's cool. It's cool.
Your eyes bucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what was that? Yeah, but. Hey, Tory Lowe, you watch Avengers? You watch Marvel?
I love Avengers.
You like the Marvel movies and stuff?
I love the Marvel movies.
Look, a couple days from now, maybe tonight, who knows? Avengers Doomsday.
Really?
Trailers. It's dropped next year, too.
Oh, so okay. They're going to drop the trailer.
They're dropping the teaser trailer. I don't know if the, you know, the audience member, Truth Nation, if y'all listening, you know, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Big deal. So.
Anytime you can get an Avengers movie, I hope it comes out around my birthday in July.
It's in December.
Oh.
Spider-Man in July, though.
Well, you know, July is where they drop all the big action movies. So I'm used to action movies. Yeah, if I go to the movies, it got to be a big action movie. I don't like watching.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I don't. If I go to the movies, it's got to be, I got to see the big budget.
It's what's in July? The Odyssey? It's like there's some Christopher Nolan movie.
I want to see the Michael Jackson.
When is that? April or something like that?
I think that's coming out in April. Yeah.
I got to see that. That's legendary.
If you want to see it on time, you may have to get your tickets now.
I know. Yeah, we got it. You got to lock in because those tickets going to sell out super fast. That's going to be a good story, though. I don't know what they're going to do.
Now, the Packers, they're doing well. Yeah. Jordan Love is doing well.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But there's a story in football that it seems like it's – Black people are way obsessed with, not even obsessed, they just, everybody that's black is paying attention to this story.
You got to.
And even if you don't like this team or not, I think that after the draft, everybody just like, what's going on over here? Cleveland Browns and Shador.
Look, he's having his first three starts pretty good, like, especially last game. Put up 300-some yards, almost 400 yards. Three touchdowns passing and one rushing or something like that. One interception, bad throw.
He was the first rookie to throw over 300 yards this year.
He got more 300. He got more 300 yard pass games than Drake May on the Patriots.
What I'm saying is, is he starting for the rest of the year? What's going on with him? Are we happy that he's performing under the pressure? Mm-hmm. Where are we at with Shador in Cleveland right now?
Look, I'm happy. I'm happy for him. It's just the fact that it took this long to really realize, like, he wasn't even, like, considered in offseason. He wasn't considered at the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year, and then towards the end of the year, he finally got a chance. And, you know, us black folk, we got to look out for each other. Everybody on the internet is looking out for this man. He got a whole community behind him.
He got a whole – I'm talking about –
like,
he's the most intriguing story in sports.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about – it's ascending what's going on. Mm-hmm. In all sports.
And I don't know if you remember, but you remember when Lamar Jackson was going through that contract stuff that a whole community was behind him? Like, why they not paying this man? It's kind of the same situation with Shador. Like, do we know? Like, it's just, are we happy? Like you said, like, are we happy that he's doing this under pressure? Are we just happy he got the win and that he's able, well, not the win, but the starting job, which is a win for
and
him?
And he's performing well. He's not the reason why the Browns is losing.
No, no shot.
He's not the reason.
That team sucks.
Okay. And he brought him back,
right?
But then they took him out the game.
So that's the thing I was gonna get into. They had a chance to tie the game with 2-point conversion. They took him out the game after he scored. That's unheard of. The coaches, everyone online on Twitter especially, saying that he getting sabotaged and that Stefanski hates him. How you feel about that?
It's all right. I made it. It's like watching somebody being whipped, you know,
yeah,
and we just happy that they let him down from being whipped. Like,
right
now he's starting. Should we? I don't know if I should feel happy about that or not, due to how he's being treated and almost sabotaged. His whole career has been sabotaged since day one.
I think it's good to be happy about, because, you know, he's getting the chance. You know, a lot of black quarterbacks don't really get a chance unless, you know,
but
they're good. Obviously.
I mean, this just shows how the NFL is towards blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a player get treated like Shador.
I think it's just the organization.
This is the first time I've seen a player that was supposed to go number one,
right,
fall to the fifth, get on a team with four quarterbacks, had to work his way up through never getting any first team reps. Then they throw him out there. Okay, now you can play.
And guess what? He
and
won.
He's making things happen, right?
He won the first game.
So what I'm saying is, this is a – when they do the 30 for 30 on this one,
mm-hmm,
I would definitely be – I want to see if they got what was going on behind the scenes with the organization.
The craziest part is he outplayed the number one overall pick on Sunday and Cam Ward on the Titans, which
right
is good for him. Cam Ward is a great player.
And they're good friends, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Cam Ward is a good player, and he's, you know, another black man that got a chance to start in the NFL. But Shador Sanders was – I think he was a clear – not clear difference, but I think he was the better quarterback and coming into this draft. Now, I don't know if they need a coaching change, if they need to sell the team. I don't know if Shador needs to get moved.
Well, all I'm saying is, everybody watching the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be a fan of the Browns right now to even be watching and seeing the drama that's going on.
Exactly.
And the public stripping mm-hmm of a young man.
Yeah,
the NFL. They're trying to strip this man of his ego. Mm-hmm. They're trying to break him. I don't believe it's working.
I don't know if it's working, but
it don't look like it's working, because he had four touchdowns and over 300 yards. Like, he's getting stronger.
Yeah, and they don't want him to do that. They don't want him to be good. They want him to be the reason they lose, so they don't have to start him no more.
Well, they off to a bad start with that.
They off to a bad start, but now they got a stretch of games that's gonna be kind of hard. They got the Bears this weekend. Then I'm pretty sure they got the Bills coming up. They got the Bengals still to play again. So they go be it's a bunch of tough games coming forward for Shador that he go have to really prove himself, because it's not looking too pretty for that team, especially. So.
It's only one other situation I can compare to what's going on with Shador Sanders.
What's that?
Colin Kaepernick.
Okay. He was a little different.
It was a little different,
with
the way that we're reacting to what's happening.
Yeah. I think Shador got more of every side on him now. Like, Colin Kaepernick only had our community. Shador got, I think he got the black community.
He got everybody.
I think Shador got everybody. He's
a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, I think he got everybody. I think because all the fans love him. You know, people on the radio shows over there in Cleveland wanted him to start since week five or something like that. He got everybody on his side. I think Colin Kaepernick only had our community. And that's why he got kind of cornered, and that's why he ain't able to come back. I mean, he did call the NFL a slave union or whatever.
Well,
it was.
Well, what I'm saying is he was retaliating for some reason. But what I'm saying is I'm talking about the way that people are looking at the NFL when it comes to us as a black community.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, here goes this huge conglomerate trying to break somebody.
Right.
That idea.
Right.
I ain't saying it's the same.
No, yeah,
I'm just saying we're seeing it. And I think that if they don't give Shador the opportunity after what he did last week, and as we move forward, give him the right coaching, the right plays, the right management.
Yep.
I believe it's going by the end of this year, no matter what's going on in the NFL, Shador Sanders' ideal is going to trump all.
And he's going to Chicago this weekend.
Right.
He's going to play the Bears. And I'm sorry, Bears fans, if you're listening, you got a chance to lose this game with the way he's playing right now.
You think he can get the Bears?
I think he can get the Bears. I mean, the defense is nice. I won't say it's not. But that defense against that offense, the Browns defense specifically against the Bears offense, Caleb Williams, he got Myles Garrett coming at you, man. So, I don't know. I think he could get them. I really do think he could get them. It's still
the
Bears.
I think that if he gives him the right opportunity.
Got to give him the right
opportunity. He showed that they had weapons that was there the whole time this last game.
Yep.
And okay, so
he's using them now.
It's coming to life.
Gee,
they already got a defense. Packers already took one to the Browns.
Yeah. So look, I'm telling you, if you're a Bears fan, you might be a little bit like, oh, this is an easy win. I don't know.
If the defense played well and Shador plays the way he played last week,
it's not even a question.
It'll be a good game to watch. I'm gonna watch. I always watch the Browns. I make sure I leave room to watch the Browns.
Right.
But, you know, because I make sure my Packer stuff is all on lock.
Yeah.
But I also look at what Shador is doing. I pay attention to that. I've been paying attention to that for a minute. You know. But like I said, I think we're starting to raise an eyebrow on the NFL.
I agree. And, you know.
The black community.
Yep. And you know, Shador, he got a whole generational, you know, media guy. He's just, everybody loves him. And, you know, another thing in the media, especially Stuart Scott. 30 for 30 this weekend.
30 for 30. He's coming out this weekend.
And you told me off air, you know, he was.
He inspired me.
Yeah.
Stuart Scott. That's how I got into broadcasting with sports.
Tell me a little bit about it. Like, what you grew up watching.
Well, you know, when we was in college, I used to watch ESPN, and we would go into the broadcasting department and try to reduplicate the setting, the energy.
Right.
Stuart Scott.
Yeah, I grew up watching him a little bit.
I wasn't an advocate back then. I was I was just still trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, and he's a big factor in a lot of young black men, and you know,
that's powerful.
It's powerful, super powerful. It's for anybody too. Just be yourself on air. That's his main thing.
Well, thank you for the Pop Culture Report, Nas.
Yes, sir.
Powerful. Hey, look, when we come back, we're gonna open up the lines, Truth Nation.